You know, I was thinking this morning, sort of the parlor game around Washington is that President Trump doesn't know what he's doing. I think on healthcare, he probably does.
That was Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee speaking Wednesday morning in Washington, offering some praise for President Trump's healthcare expertise. But the president has caused a lot of confusion this week over a bipartisan deal in Congress to shore up the Affordable Care Act. Here is Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer yesterday.
First, the president ought to know what the bill is about before he tweets. Clearly, from this tweet, he doesn't. Second, this president keeps zigging and zagging, so it's impossible to govern.
Now, the bill that Chuck Schumer is talking about there is one struck this week by Lamar Alexander and Senator Patty Murray, a Democrat from Washington. The idea is to keep subsidy money flowing to the Affordable Care Act insurance plans. President Trump moved last week to end those subsidies, then encouraged Lamar Alexander to work with the very deal that he struck, and then since has backtracked and refused to support the deal that he encouraged in the first place. Jennifer Haberkorn is senior healthcare reporter for Politico Pro. Jennifer, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thanks so much for having me, Todd.
Well, Obamacare repeal has failed. We know that. What's in the deal that Alexander and Murray agreed to on Tuesday?
Basically, it had one thing for Republicans and one thing for Democrats. It keeps these subsidies flowing, like you mentioned. That's what Democrats want. And in exchange, it gives states some flexibility for what they can do with their Obamacare plans. Basically, they would be able to have insurance plans that are a little less stringent than the ones required under Obamacare.
Okay, so then what's been going on with the president over at the White House? The president said he's willing to kill the subsidies. Then he said he likes the deal because Republicans got something in exchange for keeping the subsidies. Now he's calling it a bailout that he won't support. What's the game here?
Right. It was all within about 24 hours that he went from basically saying that he was the mastermind. I mean, he pulled these funds last Thursday in order to try to get the negotiators to the table. And by Tuesday, they had a deal. And then within that 24-hour period, he went back and forth. And it's unclear whether the president didn't really know what he was praising initially, or conservative groups really came out in that 24-hour period and opposed this deal. And that might have weighed on the president, because if the conservative groups were all going to be opposed, he probably didn't want to be opposed too.
So the president seemed willing to cut a deal, got something in exchange for the subsidies that he took hostage. And then maybe it dawned on the White House that backing a deal that supports Obamacare, the thing they've been running against for 9 years, would maybe put Republicans in a tough spot.
It could be. I mean, this whole situation with these cost-sharing payments has kind of been the sort of Damocles hanging over the Affordable Care Act for months, because Trump could have pulled this money at any time. And he had viewed it, and he had tweeted several months ago, that he viewed this as leverage, that this would bring Democrats to the table. But Democrats are kind of in a win-win situation politically. They can either say that, your premiums are high because Donald Trump pulled these payments, or they can say, we tried to cut a deal, but the president wouldn't go along with it.
And the president now, if he's backed himself into a corner, Jen, if he perceives it that way, is there a way out? Can this deal get done?
It's pretty hard to see it right now. Lamar Alexander does plan to introduce it today, and he says he has several Republican co-sponsors. But without the support of the president, it's hard to see this getting through the House, in particular, just because the House is so opposed to anything supporting the ACA.
Something you thought you might never see, a bipartisan deal in the Senate on Obamacare. The president was for it. Now he's against it. Jen Haberkorner, Politico, thanks for bringing us up to date.
Thanks for having me.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.